Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and Atikari Chai Prime will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Coming to you live from the studios of Linasia, Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We'll begin with a lovely inspiration for all the mums out there. Thereafter, we move on to the health and remedy segment. And it's the benefits of jaggery, also known as gore. And you know, sometimes we actually consume gore for medicinal reasons, and sometimes we also add it to our lovely Indian dishes. Thereafter, we go on to our homemaking segment, how to remove musty smells from towels and clothes. We look for solutions for that as well. Also, how to stay safe while cooking. And sometimes we're going to have an electric stove or a gas stove, and some tips we'd like to share with you on how to stay safe while cooking. Then in the cooking segment today, we're doing ice creams. Yes, ice creams. Tips to make ice creams without an ice cream machine. And we've got some lovely recipes. In fact, we're sharing with you a selection of delicious homemade ice cream recipes. We've got a strawberry, chocolate, fruit salad, milk tart, choc mint, peppermint, and a burfi ice cream. So lovely recipes coming up in today's segment or the recipe segment. Then the question we're asking you today is, have you experienced any disasters in your kitchen? Do you have any safety tips you would like to recommend to others out there? We would love your ideas or your safety tips on how you can recommend that to others as well. And to call in 011-854-1548. You can also SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam. You can also follow me on Instagram, that's Amara_Mullah. Let's begin today's program with a lovely inspiration for all the mums out there. When you say, "Mum, 4 bajas will be enough for me," she will bring you 5. When you're out, she will call you once in an hour. When there are 3 apples and your family has 4 members, Mum will say, "I don't like apples." When you go to sleep with no blankets, she will definitely wake up with one. When you're going away to another city or country, she will pack you a bunch of snacks specially made for you. Then she will tell you, "Don't give all snacks to your friends. Eat it yourself." When coming back home after a long day, the first thing your mom would say, "Come and have supper." Gonna study at midnight? Don't worry, mom will make you tea, coffee, or whatever snack you want, and she will never complain about losing her sleep. At times, you may not like her. You may get irritated by her. You may even abandon her. But a mom will always be a mom, and you will always be her child. She will never stop loving you. No one in this world can take a mom's place. Dedicated to all the lovely moms on earth and in heaven. Ameen. Stay tuned. Many of you have seen your grandparents and parents eating jaggery after lunch or dinner. Do you know why do they eat it and recommend it to others as well? Now, there are a number of reasons behind it. There are innumerable health benefits of jaggery, that's also known as gore. It is not just a raw, sweet or sweetening agent, but also a wonderful remedy for many diseases. Assalamu alaikum, Atikarita, and how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm well, and you?
Well, Atikarita, we're talking about gore. That's also, the English name is jaggery, but the Indian name is gore. And gore is also a very good for your health as well, and it's used in many of our Indian dishes.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Normally they call it molasses also.
Jaggery is a great remedy for anemia, asthma, joint pains, and menstrual pains. It also aids in digestion, purifies blood, and keeps the skin away from problems such as acne and pimples. It is a great energy booster as it provides us lots of energy. If you feel drained at any point of the day, a piece of jaggery with water can do wonders for you. Some people don't like it because of its raw appearance, its yellowish dark brown color, and solid or gooey texture might be really unappealing, but its health benefits are great. If you don't like it in its raw form, you can have jaggery laddus.
Mm-hmm.
And these lettuce are made up of lots of dry fruits like almonds, cashews, walnuts, peanuts, and jaggery. It is a great way to gain its health benefits while satisfying your taste buds and eyes as well. And also, it actually has a nice taste. I quite like it.
It's actually very nice. It gives a nice taste. It's a bit rich, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's also a cleansing agent. So jaggery gourd effectively cleans the respiratory tracts, lungs, food pipe, stomach, and intestines. It pulls out dust and unwanted particles from the body.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps in giving relief from constipation, perhaps due to presence of fiber in it. And it also assists in kidneys, also remove waste by the process of excretion. And it's also good for digestion,
Yes. Digestion.
Then it also helps in bile disorders. It helps in maintaining acid balance. And it's also good for cramps. And it also keeps your bones healthy,
mm-hmm.
asthma. And it is actually used in lots of sweet dishes. You find it is regularly consumed as a sweetener and is a part of many sweet delicacies such as rice with gourd, which is a traditional Rajasthani dish. And you can also add it to your lentil soups to add sweetness to balance the spicy, salty and sour components.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact, Antikaranjan, in which dishes would you use your...
We normally use it in biscuits also. You can use it in your biscuit doughs and in your, in the sweet dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're making like soji and things like that, you can put the sweetener as gourd in the dish.
Okay. I know when it's also used in your pateria paste mixture.
Yes, yes.
You put gourd in it.
In there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it balances with the amli, the sour and the sweet.
Sweet, yes. So in a nutshell, the richness of jaggery is evident from the fact that it is used for replacing refined white sugar for diabetic patients. Mm-hmm. However, as with any sweetening agent, the consumption amount should be monitored all the time. It should be used in moderate amounts, and high consumption is associated with increased sugar levels in the bloodstream. So when you're consuming gourd, it's very sweet, it's very healthy indeed, but a lovely taste.
Yes, but
and
be careful
how you use it as well. Let's now go on to our homemaking segment, and it's how to remove musty smell from towels and clothes. Now, you left wet garments in the washing machine for too long or overnight before moving the load to the dryer. You packed items away before they were fully dry. If you do laundry at the laundromat, that's likely the reason. And you know, sometimes we have a habit when we put a load in the machine at night. So when we're up in the morning, your load is done. So make sure you always air stay soft in your stay soft compartment. In that way, your towels or your laundry won't smell.
Mm-hmm.
And you find it smelling a lot more in summer because it tends to dry. Like a damp smell, it comes.
Yes, it does.
In winter, it doesn't.
No.
In summer, because of the heat.
But you see, if you put the stay soft, then it doesn't really.
It won't.
No.
Yes, it won't. Then also, you need to check your washing machine. Now, sometimes there's a problem with the washing machine, especially front end loaders.
Mm-hmm.
How to clean it up? Run an empty cycle with hot water and 2 cups of bleach. You can look up inside the tub and see if there's any crud build up. Wipe clean with bleach and water if there is. For front end loaders, check the rubber door seal. If it's a nasty scrub clean with bleach water, use rubber gloves and leave the door open after doing a load so the surface has a chance to air dry. Then, now how to get rid of the smell, let's find out. What you can do is wash again, but this time add 1 cup of vinegar to the load,
okay,
along with a laundry detergent. Use bleach instead of vinegar if doing a load of whites. Then you can also pre-soak it. Fill sink or large tub with the smelly towels or garments. Cover with water and add about 1 cup of vinegar per gallon of water used. Soak for a few hours before washing as usual. Bleach can be used instead of vinegar if working with whites. Then wash the load again and let hang outdoors in the line. The sun will take care of the mold spores. Works only on hot, sunny days. And here are some tips if you actually have the mildew spots and stains. is to squeeze fresh lemon juice on the spots, then sprinkle with salt, let it dry in the sun, launder as usual. Then you can also dampen the marks, rubbing soap on them and covering them with chalk scraped into a powder. Uh-huh. Work this well in and then wash the linen in the ordinary way. Then you could also rub with a paste made by mixing 2 teaspoons full of water, 1 of powdered chalk and 2 teaspoons of soap powder. The spot should afterwards be well rinsed and dried out of doors in the sunlight. This has a bleaching effect on them. And I think most important is to hang your clothes out in the sun.
In the sun, it's very important.
It's important and it's very, very healthy indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, how to stay safe while cooking. And we're asking you the question, have you experienced any kitchen disasters in your kitchen? Do you have any safety tips you would like to recommend to the listeners out there? 082-565-8648 is the SMS and WhatsApp number. You can call live on 011-854-1548. Stay tuned.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and welcome back. Now we share with you some tips on how to stay safe while cooking. Auntie Khadija, have you ever experienced a disaster in your kitchen while cooking?
Yes, one day I was busy with a pressure cooker. And it was one of the old pressure cookers and the thing is it didn't close properly and the whole thing blew out in the ceiling and everything was a disaster.
Sure.
Luckily enough, nobody got hurt in it.
That's most important, yes. Let's take our first call online. Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. How are you, Bill?
Auntie Rashida, how are you?
Okay. How are you? Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
So, this thing, Samara, the soaking of the clothes. You know, in the olden days, we didn't have stay soft. My mother used to soak them in Epsom salt, and you won't believe it, the towels were soft, they're very soft.
In Epsom salt?
Yeah, Epsom salt is very, very good.
Do you soak your towels in that?
Yes, yes.
More or less, how much of Epsom salt, Auntie Rashida?
Well, I don't know, I just put like that, I don't really,
okay.
I never measured, yeah, but it's very good, huh?
Is it?
Yeah, especially to do with towels.
Okay.
And this accidents, you know the handles of the frying pans, and then if you got small children, you must make sure they are towards the inner part of the stove.
Oh, yes.
That. And another very common is when the phone rings and you've got oil on the stove.
Oh, yes.
You forget and then it's a disaster.
It's a disaster. Protect us all.
Jazakallah
so much, Auntie Rashida.
Okay.
Always appreciated your hints and tips.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Very important what Auntie Rashida said. Your handles are the frying pan. And when the phone rings,
especially when you have
oil on
small children, you have to be very careful with all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, so lucky shukr, nobody got hurt in that. And I think most of the accidents are burns.
Yes.
And you know, whenever you get burnt in the kitchen, whenever I get burnt in the kitchen, the first thing I do is crack an egg.
Oh.
And put my whole finger or whatever burnt area, I put in the egg white.
Really?
It will never blister. It will cool it down completely.
Okay.
So keep dipping it.
Okay, good job that is.
It will never blister.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it works for me every time. Mm-hmm. Now, the kitchen is the heart of your home, but it can also be surprisingly dangerous. Consider that the kitchen is equipped with sharp knives, hot exposed surfaces, pots of boiling water, and pans of sizzling oil. Well, the first step is to clean up quickly. When you're preparing supper while nagging teens or tugging toddlers are begging for the evening meal, it's easy to spill a thing or two. When you do, it's critical that you clean it up quickly to prevent an accident. Even a small amount of water or food creates a slipping hazard. Grease and oil from cooking sprays are especially dangerous.
Sure.
I think whatever you do, make sure you clean up.
Yes.
Even if something has spilled on the floor, take a mop and wipe
it off. It doesn't take long and you'll be safe.
Also, make sure you test your smoke detector.
Yes.
This is what a gas stove in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Then, make sure it's working. So in case a fire breaks out, you can quickly use your fire extinguisher. Let's go to our next call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
I am phoning from Roshni.
From Roshni. Welcome to the program, sister.
The Jazakallah for the wonderful program every week that I hear.
You know,
I'm a little bit of a deaf side, so it, sometimes I can't hear properly.
Si.
You know, but I appreciate it so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you people abundantly.
Ameen, ameen.
You know what I wanted to say is that the old days we were taught that, you know, the old remedies and old way of doing things. So we were taught how to make ghee for cooking.
Okay.
And I got married, and now I want to make my own ghee, how my mommy taught me to do it. And I put it on the gas stove, and I started boiling the butter.
Okay.
And making the ghee. And it so happened that I've got a very big family to look after, my in-laws. So I got busy with the cooking, and I forgot the ghee on the gas stove. When it comes to the first boil, you got to be so careful. You've got to mix the ghee all the time, that it must come on top. There is on top, you see. So I left it, and this thing is going over and over. And it's a gas stove.
Yes.
And I took the whole bucket of salt that I had to salt, fine salt. And I started putting over the stove that it mustn't make flames.
Yes.
And I told my domestic, please just take the spot and go put it outside. Just run with it and go and put it outside. I am on my nerves because I had, you know, I married in the family. And my mother-in-law was that very chicky type of a person. And now what will I do? You know? So I always tell my daughter and my granddaughters, please, if you don't know how to make ghee, don't ever try to do it.
Exactly.
Now you
absolutely
get everything ready-made, you can buy your own ghee.
Absolutely.
Yes, I only wanted to contribute that because it's so important.
Jazakallah so much, Sadim, you've learned so much from that.
Of course.
Jazakallah for calling in, we really appreciate it.
Jazakallah so much, you too, and I wish you people everything of the best, right?
Jazakallah, the best of duas to you as well, my sister.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Happens at the Karita.
That's also an excellent.
Even when you're frying potatoes, and you find sometimes you're making you're frying the potatoes for your chevro, you find the oil comes up. Be very careful of
you
that.
You have to keep stirring so the oil don't reach the top of the pot.
Yes. Especially with gas.
Yes. You must be very careful. Like the sister said, the ghee also.
The ghee also, yes.
You must know how to make the ghee.
Also, I think another idea is also you need to get proper oven gloves.
Yes. You must use proper gloves.
Oven gloves. And also watch out when you are cutting also.
Even that can cause accidents.
And you know, we like our sharp knives as well. So you want to continue cutting, and then your sharp knives, when you're washing your knives, even when you're washing the blades of your major meat or your other utensils, be very careful with that. And, well, let us go to our messages. This one says, Salam, Sister Amara, wa alaikum salam. Just want to inform you of my disaster in the kitchen. I was making jungalows on the stove and love adding cinnamon, and by mistake I added fine jeera. I couldn't eat it. I had to make other also. With shame, sister. Okay, let's go to the next one. This one says, Jazakallah for a lovely program. I had a disaster once in the kitchen. We have a gas stove, and by mistake my domestic left the tin of zeb in the oven after cleaning the oven. I was not aware because it was at the bottom drawer, and I on the oven as it heated up, I heard a big bang. Ooh. And gosh, was I scared, but shukr, the extinguisher helped. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Sorry about that. I had a coughing disaster in the studio. Jesus, happens sometimes. Well, I'm going to repeat this message from Sister Aisha Toka from Lopatsi. She said that I had a disaster once in the kitchen. We have a gas stove, and by mistake, my domestic left the tin of zeb in the oven after cleaning the oven. I was not aware because it was at the bottom drawer. And on the oven, it heated up. I heard a big bang, and gosh, was I scared. But sugar fire extinguisher helped. Keep a small tin of fire extinguisher in the kitchen. Another thing, never use spray and cook when you are near an open fire. It's really dangerous.
Mm.
I agree with the sister, yes. Then this one says, my mom left the fire on and went to read namaz. Luckily, my grandfather was in the kitchen and came to tell us the fryer is on fire. Luckily, we got it off in time as the gas stove was right next to it, but lots of damage and the whole house was black with smoke. And you know, you hear so much of the disaster. Some people get burnt so badly. Okay, this one says, thank you for a lovely program. My name is Sister Roshan. I'm looking for a nice penne pasta recipe, please. Okay, Jazakallah for sharing that, sisters. And okay, we've got one SMS. This one says, when I was a young girl learning to cook, I forgot to strain the khichdi and put the pot in the oven to steam. Came lunchtime and I guess what we ate? Burkul. My mom put ghee in a deeg for my sister's wedding in it and started going over. She quickly took the wet towels on the line and covered the deeg.
Mm-hmm.
Jazakallah. Oh,
that is a disaster, eh?
So Jazakallah to all those who's actually sending these messages and, you know, sharing with us. You know, we can only but learn.
Then, yeah.
This one says, Salam, I was about to serve lunch and I took a small pot off the stove in, and the pot slipped and shell and it's all over the kitchen. It's a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the worst one is when you actually get burnt.
Burnt, gee.
Okay, then Sister Husna says, please make dua for her husband. He met up in an accident. Sister Husna from Cape Town. Till I grant him complete shifa. Amen. Yes. Okay, let's go. Okay, and there's one message that came through here. Let me just check. Where is it? Okay, we'll find it now. But the sister wanted to know how to steam rice without burning it on the stove.
Okay, once you boil your rice, you must drain it in your colander, and then you wash your pot clean out, and then you put a bit of oil in the pot with your water, and you put the rice back in there, and you steam it. But you must steam it not for very long, and you'll see that it won't stick at all. You have to oil your pot at the bottom.
If you put half oil, half ghee?
Yes. That's fine. That's also that will also do. And then you just put your pot in and your rice into the pot. You add a bit of water and you put it to steam. You'll see not a little bit of it will stick to the pot.
Okay. Then there was a message. In fact, the sister sent me a message day before yesterday. She says she had big pieces of kurbani meat.
Okay.
It has big bones on it. And she doesn't want to actually cut the meat out. She wants how can she cook this meat?
You know what? You must try and slice it through the bone. Take it to the butcher and let them just slice it. And then you cook that. I normally leave, when I make kurbani meat, then we don't cut it up into small pieces. And as I need, then I just lucky I have a slicer at home. So then I just slice the meat through the bone and everything. So you're saving the bone and the meat.
Then I also gave her an idea. I said, if you want, you can take that meat and then you can actually marinate it nicely overnight.
Yes.
Cook it at least about halfway to three quarter way and then grill it in the oven.
Yes, that's also a top.
It's very nice.
It is also very nice.
So she's listening in.
Okay.
Let's go for our break again. When we come back, we're going to go on to our cooking segment and it's all about homemade ice cream. And we have a selection of delicious homemade ice cream recipes. We've got strawberry, chocolate, fruit salad, milk tart, choc mint, peppermint, and burfi ice cream. So you can get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes. In the meantime, we're still taking your SMSs and WhatsApp on the question we posed. Have you experienced any disasters in your kitchen? Do you have any safety tips you would like to recommend to the listeners out there? Stay tuned. Hello, Rakatu, and welcome back. Well, we're now on the cooking and recipe segment of the program, and our theme for today is on ice cream and tips to make ice cream without an ice cream machine.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly you can.
Yes, you can do it.
And you can make such lovely, delicious ice cream.
Yes. So we are going to give a few of the recipes.
Before we commence with the ice cream, I have to share this one.
Mm-hmm.
This sister says, Salaam Jazakallah for a wonderful program, and she says, when I was young and just got married and I was busy frying samosas on a frying pan, and I didn't move the handle on the inside, It was on the outside, and my little small son was actually playing nearby me, and he threw his toy. So I actually went to pick the toy up, and when I bent down, when I got up, the handle of the oil hit my back, and all the oil spilled.
Oh.
The handle of the frying pan hit my back, and all the oil spilled on my back.
Oh.
So she got burnt.
Mm-hmm.
She got burnt quite badly on her back. And she had to be rushed to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She had basically had third-degree burns.
Allah save her.
But she says, look, it's been many years now. I still have those marks on my back, but it's a lesson to be learned.
Definitely.
Jazakallah for messaging, sister, and Jazakallah for sharing as well. And, let's now go on to our cooking segment of the program, and it's tips to make ice cream without an ice cream machine. Okay, Andikarichan, what would be your key ingredients to actually make up ice cream?
Well, the key ingredient is always, the milk, the condensed milk to sweeten the ice cream, and of course your fresh cream and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So each recipe is differently made. And then, like you say, you can make the ice cream without the ice cream machine,
mm-hmm.
which we are going to share quite a few of the recipes.
Okay. Now, if you're making ice cream in a machine, Jay, okay, you got to get to a certain type of powders and things like that.
Yes, you don't. It's not necessarily you have to get those powders. You can use your own mixture and put it in the machine. It also works very well. And nowadays, you get such modified ice cream machines, and in no time the ice cream gets made.
So it's not really a long process to follow?
No, it's not a long process. As long as everything is chilled and you put it in the machine, it doesn't even take long to make the ice cream.
Okay, but remember, you can make ice cream without an ice cream machine.
No, you can.
Yes.
You can, definitely you can make ice cream without a machine.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you can, if you want to make your own homemade ice cream, like last week I said, then let's make ice cream. So we took the vanilla ice cream, we put some condensed milk,
okay.
We put your Romani cream biscuits,
yes.
Whole nut chocolate, and you beat it up, and you put it into your mold.
And you just freeze it, and you let
it so tasty.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. You can. There is so many, many different ways of making these type of ice creams, you know.
Okay. You're going to share a key recipe with us.
Yes. First of all, I'm going to share.
So I hope you have your pen and paper to jot down these lovely recipes.
Okay. For a key homemade ice cream recipe, you need 1 liter milk. That's preferably the long life full cream milk.
Okay.
1 tin condensed milk. 1 small tin Nestle's cream, 2 tablespoons of corn flour, that's your Maizena, 2 tablespoons of glum powder, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. You bring all this to a boiling point, then you allow to cool. When it's well chilled, you churn in the ice cream machine.
Okay.
Now you may add your coconut, your nuts, any other flavorings or color. But this is a basic ice cream to make in your ice cream machine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's now go on to the ones you don't have to make in an ice cream machine. Because I prefer not to make it in an ice cream machine.
Yes.
Okay. We start with the strawberry
one. For the strawberry one, you will need 1 liter of vanilla ice cream, 1 teaspoon strawberry essence, 1 drop of pink color, 1 cup finely chopped strawberries, and 1/2 cup of desiccated coconut. Your method is you soften your ice cream and you mix in everything. You place it into a mold and you freeze it overnight. Then you turn it out. You add whole strawberries for decoration. It's so simple and easy.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
So for the strawberry ice cream, you will need 1 liter vanilla ice cream, 1 teaspoon strawberry essence, 1 drop pink color, 1 cup finely chopped strawberries, 1/2 cup desiccated coconut. You soften ice cream and mix in everything, place into mold and freeze overnight, turn out and whole strawberries for decoration.
Mm-hmm.
So lovely. So with the strawberries, you're going to use strawberry essence. Lovely, yes. Now we go on to the next recipe. It's called chocolate.
Okay, for the chocolate one, it's again 2 liters of vanilla ice cream, 1/2 cup of Nutella, 1 box of roughly chopped Romani creams, 2 tablespoons of chocolate Nesquik. you mix in a little Nesquik, a Nestle's cream. Now you melt your Nutella and you eat quickly to soften the ice cream. Nutella will harden and create chocolate pieces. Mix all this together. Pat in a mold, freeze overnight, turn out and serve with rosettes of fresh cream and a dollop of Nutella.
This is
a nice chocolate ice cream.
Tasty, rich,
yes,
and divine, yes. So for the chocolate ice cream, sorry about that, I must apologize for my voice today. I'm not sure what happened. I had a cough disaster in the studio. 2 liters vanilla ice cream, a half cup Nutella, 1 box roughly chopped Romani creams, 2 tablespoons chocolate Nesquik mixed in a little Nestle cream. You melt Nutella and add quickly to softened ice cream. Nutella will harden and create chalk pieces. Mix all together. Pat into mold. Freeze overnight. Turn out and serve with a rosette of fresh cream and a dollop of Nutella. So the Nutella will actually harden quickly.
Yes. The minute you put it in the ice cream, it hardens. So it makes chocolate pieces.
Okay.
But it's a Nutella piece of chocolate.
Okay, this sounds lovely, Aunt Karija. Next recipe is a fruit salad ice cream.
Okay, for the fruit salad ice cream, you need 1 liter of vanilla ice cream, 1/2 tin of canned peaches chopped, then you need crushed thin pineapples, chopped kiwi and strawberries, grapes, cherries, 1/2 cup of granadilla pulp. You mix all well, then you decorate it with Nestle cream.
So easy and
yes,
so tasty.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So for the fruit salad ice cream, it's 1 liter vanilla ice cream, 1/2 tin canned peaches chopped, crushed tin pineapple, chopped kiwi and strawberries, grapes, cherries, 1/2 cup granadilla pulp. You mix well and you decorate with Nestle's cream. Now when it comes to the peaches and to the pineapple, do you put the syrup in as well?
No, you
strain it out.
You strain it out,
okay.
And you put it without the syrup, or else it's not going to get form into nice...
Okay, and you can use whatever fruit you want.
It's entirely up to you.
Okay, the next one is actually make your mouth water, the milk tart ice cream recipe.
Okay, for the milk tart recipe, it's 1 liter vanilla ice cream, 1/2 packet of Marie biscuits or tennis biscuits crushed roughly, 2 cups of ultra male custard. You mix all this together. You place in a mold and you freeze. You decorate it with mini Marie tennis and a dusting of cinnamon.
So easy.
Yes, it is.
Right, for the milk tart recipe, it's 1 liter vanilla ice cream, 1/2 packet Marie biscuits or tennis biscuits crushed roughly, 2 cups ultra male custard. You mix that together, place in mold, freeze. Decorate with mini Marie tennis and dustings of cinnamon. Okay, now we go on to the choc mint recipe.
Okay, for the choc mint, it's 1 liter of chocolate ice cream, 1 liter of vanilla ice cream, chopped peppermint crisp chocolate. You color your vanilla ice cream with green color and a drop of peppermint essence. In a mold, you place the chocolate ice cream down. You cover with chopped peppermint crisp chocolate, and then you place the green ice cream. You freeze, unmold, and decorate it with mint leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is, you're going to get a two-color ice cream.
A two-tone one.
Yes.
All right. So for choc mint ice cream, you will require 1 liter chocolate ice cream and 1 liter vanilla ice cream, chopped peppermint crisp chocolate. You color vanilla ice cream with green color and a drop of peppermint essence. In a mold, place chocolate ice cream down. Cover with chopped peppermint crisp chocolate. Then place green ice cream. Freeze, unmold, and decorate with mint leaves.
Yes.
So it's very easy to make it.
No, there is absolutely nothing really to make this ice cream.
Next one we go on to is a peppermint ice cream.
Okay, this is a plain peppermint ice cream. You need 1 liter of vanilla ice cream, 1/2 packet of mint Romani creams crushed, 1 drop of green color, 1 drop of peppermint essence, 1/2 slab of peppermint crisp chopped. You mix together, you pat it in a mold, you unmold, decorate with fresh cream, rosettes, and crushed peppermint crisp.
Mm-hmm. So for the peppermint ice cream, it's 1 liter vanilla ice cream, a half a packet of mint Romani creams crushed. You do get the mint Romani creams.
Yes.
You crush that. A drop of cream color. A drop of peppermint essence. A half a slab peppermint crisp chocolate chopped. You mix together, you pat in a mold and you freeze it.
Yes.
Then you unmold, you decorate with fresh cream rosettes and crushed peppermint crisps.
Yes. You must remember all these ice creams that you don't need a machine, you have to freeze it and then unmold it. It's best in a mold.
Okay. Now for another tasty ice cream is a barfi ice cream.
This is a barfi ice cream which you need a machine for. It's the ingredients is half a cup of klum. Then you need nuts, ilachi, desiccated coconut, your milk, your condensed milk, and your Nestle cream. You mix all the ingredients together and you pour it in your ice cream machine. So this is also a very easy recipe, which you just have to, but remember whenever you're making the mixture, try and chill it first before you add it to the machine. It goes quicker. The procedure is much faster.
Okay. Okay. So for the barfi ice cream, this one you can make in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
The ingredients are a half cup of klum. It's a half cup klum powder, some nuts, some ilachi, some desiccated coconut, milk, condensed milk, and Nestle cream. The amount you have to judge.
Yes. Normally it's for a liter of milk. This is.
Okay. Yes. And your method, mix all the ingredients together, pour into ice cream machine. Yes. Now, Alexandra, this one wants to know, when you soften ice cream, do you melt ice cream or just soften? You just have to soften
it. You just have to soften. You mustn't melt it.
Okay.
You must just soften it. And you know, now that it's so hot, it softens very quickly.
Very quickly, yes. Freezer. And which vanilla ice cream works best?
Well, I would say I love the Ola one. Or even the Milky Lane ice cream is also very nice. Or else even the dairy milk, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, it depends which one you
it's
want.
It's your choice.
You know? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also, okay, and Adikritya, also, you know when you're molding your ice cream, what molds would you actually use?
You know, now that Tupperware has got such beautiful molds, you just put it in there and you mold it out. You can even use a normal cake pan to put the ice cream in and take it out and decorate it as desired. You know how beautiful it looks.
Even a normal cake pan, a loaf pan,
yes.
But you must put cling wrap.
Yes. You
put cling wrap at the bottom.
Yes.
And then pour your ice cream in there, wrap it up again. It's easy to take out.
Yes. You get this ice cream called the cassata, which you make it in all different colors.
Okay.
But it looks so beautiful once it's done. You know, you flavor each ice cream differently and you pack it in a loaf pan.
Mm-hmm.
And you freeze it, and when you cut it, you're cutting it in
it's
all
like
the...
It's like a loaf.
Yes.
Lovely.
It looks so beautiful. Again, it's your choice. Entirely up to you.
And now it's eating season for ice cream.
Because it's ice cream season, you can do lots with them.
Even the silicone molds.
Yes, even the silicone or even the tearing molds. You know,
yes.
The one with the hole. Then you get a nice pretty shape of the ice cream. That's also beautiful.
Okay. Even those small plastic containers you get at your, at the different types of stores,
mm-hmm.
you just pour your ice cream. It's easy to serve. You just take it out of the freezer, take a spoon, and it's no mess, no
mess,
fuss, no nothing.
It's so easy.
Yeah, it's ideal.
Okay.
Even if you're going to have like a small occasion or something, and you want to go different, you want to serve ice cream.
Yes,
you
that
know?
Is the ideal way. Or else you can even scoop your ice cream.
Scoop it.
Yes.
Oh, it'll be that. Looks lovely when
beautiful.
You scoop it.
Yes,
yes,
you decorate it beautifully and it just looks so nice.
Mm-hmm, indeed, yes. Let's see if we've got more messages coming through. Okay, no more messages. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program, very informative program. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And just for all those who called in, for all those who SMS, for all those who WhatsApp, we really appreciate your participation and your hints and tips and remedies. Back with you, inshallah, on next week, Thursday's program. And so from myself, Amara, and Atikari Jai Prime, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.